Hello everyone, my name is Laura.
And my name is Anouk.
And we're the co-hosts of the International Student Voices podcast, the ultimate guide for studying and living in the UK.
So we're doing a series where we cover what to do and what it's like to study in some of the big cities in the UK. So far, we've kind of covered Leeds and Cambridge, which you can check out on our website at iecpodcast.com. And in this episode, we're going to be discussing what it's like to go to Bristol with a very familiar guest who's actually already been on the podcast, Josie.
Hello, everyone. Yes, I was in the podcast before. As you know, I live with Anouk and Laura. I've been living in London for almost a year now, and I studied in Bristol, specifically in the University of West of England.
Yeah, that's really great to have you on board again. And yeah, let's dive into the subject. So can you tell us a bit more about why you chose to study in Bristol in the first place?
Yes, absolutely. So I wanted to go to a big city, particularly south of England, just because north for me was just too cold, so it was never really in the picture to go up north. So I was between Birmingham, and then I was to Bristol and Birmingham. But I particularly wasn't too keen in Birmingham, even though I know the uni's really good there. But it wasn't my option, and obviously I will explain later in the video. I wanted to go to Bristol because, yes, it got more of my attention. I went before I actually signed up for uni, and I particularly loved it.
Yeah, no, that's great. And yeah, so let's talk about more about like the study experience at your university. So what were kind of like the unique aspects of studying there, like? What would you say were the things that struck you most about like this experience?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So as you know from the past episode that I was here for, I did business and events management. The University of the West of England has been doing fairly well recently. Specifically, business school is quite good. We have a new building. We have one of the nicest, I'll say, compared to engineering, because that new building as well, we got one of the nicest buildings in the campus, which is really nice. So it's very new, it's very refurnished. It has 8 floors, I believe. So it's really great. The facilities are all new computers, everything. And yeah, the teaching staff is also pretty great and helpful. So it's, you know, if you're planning on studying business, it's something to consider.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think when you go to university, what people tend to do is like compare basically based on, as you said, like your school, the university, the teaching, that kind of stuff. Did you have any other specific criteria that you were looking at that made you choose Bristol, where like Bristol stood out?
Yes, I really wanted a student life as well. I really wanted like a nice place where you can meet people, go out. And I think compared to Birmingham, Bristol just seemed to me a bit nicer. It's also very green, very nice. And even though it's a city, it also feels quite relaxed. And where the university is, because it's north, so it's outside the city centre, so it's really quiet. And there's also a yellow castle as well near the campus where some people visit. And there's like a really nice like walking area that you can go. And it's very like green as well. So it doesn't feel like, you know, it doesn't feel like a heavy city or anything like that.
That's literally like where we chose Leeds in the first place. Like I remember having this like 5 universities that I applied to, and literally I chose Leeds because of like the city itself, the university. It was a combination of everything, literally. Mm-hmm. And having this like student life was so important to me. So yeah, I completely agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree as well. And back to the more academic stuff as well. Absolutely. In terms of like the teaching method, I know it's different for every course. Would you say that the University of the West England had a specific one, or your course? Yeah, if you could talk us through it.
Yes, absolutely. So my course was very coursework based, which means I would say I had 2 exams a year or something, maybe 1 if not, obviously taking aside COVID and everything. But we had a really nice program leader as well, which was something that really inspired me to do my course. She was really lovely, and obviously I follow her on LinkedIn, and she just posts, you know, sometimes she comments on everyone's posts. She was very good at giving references, making everyone feel welcome with the program, and she's really good at her job. I feel like even though she was busy, she always managed to like, you know, gather everyone and talk about like the events industry, which is what we wanted, obviously all of us wanted to do, about how she was always sending us jobs, even from the very beginning, sending us jobs, internships, how to get more experience in events, because obviously that's such a big thing. So, you know, she went the extra mile apart from the classroom to make us feel very like welcome, and especially with events as well. It's not just very academic, it's also very like on-site experience, and I feel like she went the extra mile to make sure as much as possible we have that experience as well, or at least we got on board for something.
Yeah, I feel like when you get along with your, or like when you enjoyed the teaching from one of your lecturers, it makes the module so much more enjoyable. And I think we've had that experience where even if we didn't like necessarily the module content, the fact that the module leader was so sweet and nice and taught really well made us kind of enjoy it anyways.
Yes. I think she was quite good at making everyone kind of fall in love with events, which sometimes I think is really hard to do, especially because, you know, lots of people say different things, but I think she made us really like it and want to work in events after uni, which is quite nice.
Yeah, that's great. And talking about challenges and opportunities as well, do you have any specific challenges or opportunities in mind, especially for an international student living in a city like Bristol?
I would say sometimes it would be, you know, having obviously a certain group of friends that you would talk to. And I think sometimes some people in certain courses will be more closed off because you have a sense of friends that you hang out with, I believe. But obviously, you know, I think also lecturers were quite good, and especially now as well, because I think they do a language exchange thing when they didn't do before when I was at uni, which I think it's kind of like you help people learn, you know, a foreign language to like English natives, and then it's like the other way around, so they kind of help you as well, which that's I don't think they did before. There wasn't that initiative to kind of like integrate international students more into like the with the British students, I would say. But obviously it really depends on the course, but I feel there wasn't that initiative, you know what I mean? So obviously if you go to events, everyone's lovely, but that initiative to actually kind of break the ice and kind of get to know someone outside of the course, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes it's challenging to find common grounds. Obviously I had a lot of like British friends as well, but there wouldn't be an opportunity sometimes where we actually interconnected. I had a lot of, you know, Chinese flatmates as well that they would kind of hang out with their own and not really have that opportunity. So I think it's great that universities get the opportunity to kind of mix both cultures a little bit more.
Yeah, that's so important, like to have sometimes events or stuff organized, and that's literally how we met, like with Anouk in the first place. Like it's really great to kind of like meet people outside of, as you said, your own circle, and
you have to create those opportunities as well, you know, because I think sometimes people get lazy. It's not that you don't meet, but you just don't have the right instance to meet them, you know.
And I think one really great way to do that at university is, for example, through any like extracurricular activities, like societies and that kind of stuff. I think it's common in every university. Could you talk about this a bit more for your experience in Bristol?
Yes, I didn't join any societies, to be honest. Obviously I, you know, I'll go out, have my friends, but I tried for a few and everyone was really lovely, but for me I was just more into the gym, and obviously I was spoke with people at the gym and everyone was great, but I feel like I didn't really join any. I tried for the field hockey one, which I liked, but it just didn't, my schedules just didn't work out for me to go. And then obviously COVID happened, so then I didn't go. But when I did go, everyone was really lovely and everyone messaged me afterwards. There was like a group. So obviously I'm sure, you know, there's an instance for people to meet more people.
And what are the facilities and resources available for students on campus in terms of student life?
So obviously we have a very active student union, which obviously has its own shop, it has restaurants, coffee shops around the different buildings. Obviously students can just get part-time jobs there, which is quite convenient. There's a lot of job resources as well, so you know, if you're wanting to boost your CV and everything, so there's a lot of resources on that. Also again, if you want to be a student rep as well, you can do that through, and also that's good on your extracurricular again, and you can help with service and things like that. So yes, and obviously there's a lot of events as well, like weekly events in the student union, and I guess like clubbing afterwards in the city. So obviously, and I think they're quite good rates, and then obviously the drinks are quite cheap in the student union, so it's especially in the summer, I feel outside is always like busy, so there's always quite a lot going on.
And do you have kind of like a mix of events as well, because I know that obviously not everyone is into drinking, and I feel like a lot of the university events that are promoted are very much like, you know, bars, drinking, that kind of stuff. But I know, for example, for our union, there were also some during the day where it was like
pet therapy.
Yeah, pet therapy, or like, I don't know, growing plants, that kind of stuff. Did like, you have anything?
Short anecdote before, like the pet therapy thing, I felt like we were about to enter a union with like plenty of dogs. It ended up being only two dogs for like literally 30 people waiting to just cuddle the dogs. And it was like one tiny small dog that was just so scared, and then one massive dog.
Yeah, I still have a video of you being like jumped on by the dog. I might post that on the Instagram or on the website, so maybe take a look.
Yeah. So yeah.
we had something like that. Well, we had it in our accommodation, so I don't think every single accommodation did it, but there was events in the accommodation building where they had dogs, and I think they had more than two. I think it's like great. Five dogs or something. Yeah.
And also nice. Student accommodations organized by the uni itself. So yeah, exactly. It is like
exactly.
Events.
But I mean, it was just one accommodation. I think they were having. I don't know if every single accommodation we're doing was doing it, but that was quite nice.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And kind of like switching to Bristol itself, the city, atmosphere, what did you enjoy most about living in Bristol?
I think the nightlife was really fun. And then the summer as well, it was really nice, especially if you get a job in the summer and, you know, you went out. It's because there's so much going on. There's so many young people as well in Bristol. So I feel if you're young, if you're like 20s, 20s, early 20s or... you know, even late 20s, I would say it's just quite a fun city to be in. Because for me, it's less family. Obviously, there's families. But I feel London, for me, seems a bit more like family and dogs and babies. Whereas Bristol seems a bit more like young people.
That's crazy, because that's literally how I feel about Leeds. And the first thing I heard about Bristol was that, oh, this is such a party, like, city. And I was like, okay, my flatmate used to live there. And do you have any, like, recommendation in terms of, like, the top food places that you've been to, that you tried out?
Yeah, so I went to this place. It's not a chain, I don't think, but it's called Full Moon Tapas. It's a Spanish place, and it's very, it's not cheap, but the tapas are so good, and the place is so, it's a bit edgy because it's really small, and has really nice decorations, and I think it's in Clifton, but it's kind of far out in Clifton. But the food was amazing, and you know, it seems that it's very popular because it was booked quite often, and I think it's just one of those places that, you know, you don't hear of, but you go to somehow, and yeah, so I wasn't really expecting it to be that good, but I really liked it.
Yeah, I feel like places that you don't plan for and then you try and you're like, oh my god, this food is amazing, are like really fun.
And then there's also like Indian restaurant I call it, that's called Urban Tandoori. That it's in Bristol. It's quite, the curries there are really good, and then the place is really nice itself. And then obviously I have as well, which is, I think it's like a chain and they have a lot of branches in the UK. It's called like San Carlo, which is more like, I don't think, have you girls heard of it?
No.
Never. It's more like a luxurious Italian place. It's not the cheapest, then again, but it's really nice for like experience, and the pasta is amazing. And the place is very like Instagram worthy, I would say. So if someone is looking for a nice aesthetic, I'll definitely say to check it out because it's quite nice. And also they have a lot of like lobster. So if you're into seafood, not just the pasta is good, they have these massive platters of seafood, and that's really good as well.
Italian and seafood is just the perfect combination ever.
Yes.
So is Bristol by the sea?
It's a river. I think it's the Avon River. Okay. And obviously there's a lot of, this is really nice as well, there's a lot of clubs, and then there's a lot of like little restaurants by the river.
Yeah.
So actually one of the ones I like is called The Stable, and I think the pizzas there are so, so good. They're just really nice pizzas, and obviously you have a really lovely view. And then there's a lot of pubs, obviously, you can sit by, and then you have a really nice river view. They have a spoons as well, that's called like the V-shed, which obviously if you sit upstairs, you just have a really lovely view of all the river. So I think a lot of the restaurants there, you know, it's not the best in terms of like the venues itself, but just the view is amazing. So I think it makes up for it if you're sitting with the view, and obviously there's a lot of boats, and so a little bit like Leeds, kind of like with all the boats, but like at night, and then obviously you just walk by, and then it's like clubs, but it's really,
that
it's
sounds
really
amazing
good.
Like I can't wait to visit Bristol. We need to do it. I wanted to say that every places Josie mentioned are going to be listed on our website, as well as other places that she has on her list, because she currently made a list. She made a list of all the top places she's been to, so don't worry about it, it will all be on our website.
Great. And then we can kind of move on to maybe more nightlife stuff. So do you have any, so you just mentioned that there are some nice clubs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Can you give us like a list of the top like clubs, bars, like the stuff that you like to do?
Mm-hmm. I think Thekla was really cool. So then again, it's by the river, but it's on the other side of the river, but it's a boat. And obviously there's a club that you can go into, so it's really, really cool. It gets really busy, so you have to go sometimes when they have, because I remember when I was a student, it was Thursdays in Thekla. So, you know, sometimes they will have like good deals with drinks. It's very edgy in the indie vibes, to be honest, the music, but the venue itself is just really cool. The fact that it's an actual boat and you can go in for a club. So
is it on the water? Because we had one in Leeds where it was about, but it wasn't on the water.
Underground. No, I mean, so maybe it wasn't on the water. I don't know.
It sounds amazing.
But it looks like sort of is in the water. I don't think it's in the water.
I want to try this out.
But I think it's just a really cool concept, to be honest. I know it's not massive and it can get packed really quickly and sometimes it can get very sweaty. But I think at least it's like worth it once in a while. I think it's worth it.
Yes. That sounds amazing.
Mm. Yeah, especially if the music's good.
Yeah, it's very different to the music I tend to listen to, but I think a lot of people like it. And then the other one that I used to really like, that to be honest, it was closed because I think it got burned, to be honest, and now they reopen it. It's called SWX, which is like very like central Bristol. I think that was like my favorite one because the music was, they had different rooms. It was better than prison. 100%
than anything.
Prison. Yes, yeah, anything is better than prison.
Very
so
easy.
So that was one of my favorite ones as well because the music was more diverse and I liked the air and I feel like you could actually dance a bit more and it doesn't get as packed compared to Thekla. Then Motion is quite cool, but Motion is more, I feel like, for bigger events because tickets are very expensive because apparently it's like one of the best clubs in Europe. Which I think it's a bit overrated for what it is, but it's definitely like a big space. It's quite cool, and it's good for like big events like Halloween. Yes, I would definitely recommend to go there because it's like actually quite fun and people have got really nice costumes and it's just a massive venue, which is like, you know, it just gives you plenty of space as well to dance, which is quite cool. And then obviously you have Lizard Lounge, which, to be honest, I think it's very small as well. It's just one of those small clubs. But I think I remember the drinks were really cheap. I think you get like three shots for like, or five shots for like £5.
You can do priest there and then go to the other clubs.
So the alcohol is really cheap. And I think that's why I initially started going. The music is not amazing. But I think if you're drunk, you know, you just wouldn't care. So it's just one of those. And I think it's like Clifton. So it's very... they're University of Bristol people sometimes, so it would be a bit
good tips. Very good tips.
Especially for students, I feel like.
Yeah, it's so important.
Cheap alcohol is,
because there was this like bar, which I'm not gonna name, in Leeds, with very shitty music, very shitty atmosphere, not gonna lie. But the alcohol, because it was like whenever they were having like student events, it was £2. I remember like the barman telling me, no, we don't take the card, like me taking like three drinks, for example. He was like, no, we don't take the card under a certain amount. I was like, what do you mean? Because I couldn't believe that like three drinks would cost literally £6. But yeah, no, it was great.
Okay, so you've mentioned a lot of nightclubs there. Do you have any bar suggestions as well?
Yes, I do. I have the one that I really like, that I've only been a few times actually because I think it's pretty booked. It's called the White Lion and you have a view to the suspension bridge in Bristol, which is quite cool. So you can just have like your drinks and sometimes like see the sunset. Even I believe you can also see the color houses maybe, but I think that's normally like the view, so you can see like the...
Well, she's showing us the picture of the bar right now. It looks amazing. Yes.
Well,
as like a rooftop bar.
Well.
Yeah.
That looks so pretty.
And you can actually book that and sit there.
I can imagine sunsets being
I
really
want to
nice.
Do this sunset right now. It's so nice.
Yes, that was really nice. And then obviously that is Spoons as well that I mentioned. I think it's like one of the nicest Spoons, to be honest, in Bristol, to like just go out for drinks. It's quite a good location, and to be honest, the walk there is quite pretty as well. So I would say that's if you're looking for like really cheap drinks. Then I also been to one called, I think it's called Hole in the Wall in Bristol. It's quite like a good location then again, and to be honest, quite nice. Like a really like, cute house, and then obviously sometimes in the summer it's like people can stay outside, and it's quite cute. Like It does the job, especially like it's literally like where their club is. So it's really close to the club.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of, because you mentioned White Lion, it's kind of like a rooftop kind of. Not really.
I guess so. I think it's more like a pub, I would say.
So do you have any like rooftops kind of suggestions in Bristol?
I think I have one that I've been to, but I don't remember the name right now. So I'll have to like link it.
This will be uploaded on our website.
Yes, because I think I only been once.
Yeah, so, okay, so more like parks or green activities. Do you have any, like, parks that you've been to in Bristol that you really liked?
Yes, the Clifton Downs is quite cool. I remember when it snowed there, like, it was actually really nice to walk there. Clifton area is just really nice as well because there are so many markets. The houses are really nice. So it's definitely like a nice area to like check out in Bristol in general if you're looking for like a wholesome activity. And also like coffee shops as well. I know a few in like Rutland, which is really close to Clifton, walking by. So there's a few there that I quite like.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll have the
everything uploaded.
As well,
yeah.
Yeah. Coffee shops added. And in terms of activities as well, do you have any like cute recommendations if like on a weekend you want to go out with your friends and do something nice, or in the evenings?
Mm-hmm. So for bowling, I would say the Lanes is quite cool, and I know they have like karaoke there, and I know they used to do Latin parties there as well, which was quite cool, but now they don't, I don't think. So that's just quite a nice venue to go. And then also they have the Bump Roller Disco like near Thekla, which is quite cool, like by the river. So obviously it's a separate venue, but everything's there. So in the summer, that's also like quite cool. And they play music and people just like roller skate, which is quite fun. And then obviously you have a lot of like the golf activities, like the Young Yard Golf, like, which is quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
You have like a few karaoke bars where you can have like your own booth. And I think I went in Clifton, I think it was called like a Lollipop or something. I don't know. I need to double check. But that was quite cool as well. You can have like... And I think we paid £20 per person, and then like we had like two drinks or something, and you could have like unlimited like karaoke for like two or three hours, which was
that's
quite
a very
cheap.
Good deal.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
It was a good deal. And I think it was only last summer that I did it or something, so quite recent.
And in Bristol, because I can barely picture how big is the city, but do you have any like neighborhoods or like areas that you would recommend?
Mm-hmm. I would say yes, Rutland, Clifton, then Bristol City Centre is also quite nice, I would say. And then Filton as well, where the uni is. Obviously, it's not the nicest one, but it's quite quiet. And I think like it's also quite nice sometimes to like check it out as well. And it's just very residential area. But yes, it's quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I would definitely say more like a touristy, I would say like Clifton for sure.
And kind of looking at it more generally, how would you describe Bristol to someone who's never seen it or been to it in terms of like the lifestyle, the culture, like what it's like?
I would say it's definitely very like, it's very, I love like, there's a lot of vintage shops as well. And I feel like people have like a very specific sense of style. So it's very edgy for sure, mm-hmm. I would say. Very edgy, very indie, very green as well. But it's also quiet. I feel like even though you have a city, sometimes it's busy, I feel like it still has that sort of like relaxed, not as much as Brighton does, because I think Brighton's very relaxed, but it still has kind of like that peaceful aura to it, which is quite nice. And people seem to be very chill and laid back as well. I don't think anyone worries too much compared to like London.
It's a good balance, because you mentioned like the nightlife and now like how like relaxing.
Yes.
So it's good to have this kind of balance when you're like studying in a city as well. All sounds amazing, honestly.
Anyways, thank you so much for being on the podcast, Josie, once again. It was nice to have you. And yeah, thanks for giving us an overview of what Bristol is like. I can't wait to visit it, and I'm sure Laura as well. Please feel free to check out our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and our website, isvpodcast.com. As Laura said multiple times as well, me throughout the podcast, we'll link everything that Josie mentioned on our website, so that there's like a list of like the places. And also, if you haven't mentioned everything, we'll have it all mentioned there. And if you have any questions and anything that we might add later on might go on Instagram, so feel free to check that out on Instagram at isvpodcast. And thank you for listening. See you in 2 weeks.
Bye.